The Victorian government has announced plans to abolish public drunkenness as a criminal offence. The move's been welcomed by the family of Yorta Yorta woman Tanya Day, who died in December 2017, 2 weeks after being arrested for public drunkenness. She'd fallen asleep on a train from Echuca to Melbourne, and she was placed in a police cell to sober up. An inquest into her death is due to begin on Monday. Belinda Stevens is Tanya Day's daughter. Welcome back to RN Breakfast, Belinda.
Thank you.
Now, this is something I know the family's been advocating for. The government says it's an in-principle commitment. Is that solid enough for you?
Oh, it's certainly a very good start. It's just the beginning. We will keep advocating and holding the government to account until we actually get it abolished. And, you know, because our issue is that whilst that's still active, Aboriginal people are still at risk of, you know, falling victim to that.
For those not familiar with your mother's story, Belinda, how did she come to be arrested and then tragically die in custody?
So, yeah, travelling on public transport through V-Line and fell asleep, and a conductor woke her to check her ticket, which she couldn't produce at the time, and he then deemed her to be unruly and contacted the conductor to contact the police and have them attend.
And then unfortunately, events proceeded. Now, your mother's inquest will start on Monday, and I understand the coroner has already indicated to the government she'd be recommending the removal of this offence. So is the government preempting the inquiry, I wonder?
In some ways, she's certainly in the first directions hearing. Coroner English did foreshadow that she would be recommending the abolishment of the offence. So it's really good that the government's on the front foot and making that decision now rather than waiting until the recommendations come out in probably, you know, 6 to 7 months.
Mm. The Attorney General, Jill Hennessy, says the public drunkenness offence will be replaced with a health-based approach. Now, do you understand what that might look like?
No, I think there's still a lot of work to done for that to determine what sort of approach will take its place. And I understand there's an expert panel that will be heading and leading the way with that, with prominent Aboriginal organisations a part of that process.
Have you been drawn into that at all yourself?
Not particularly. I think that a part of the working group, certainly we will be a part of providing some advice. However, the leadership will come from the Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation and the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service.
Victoria and Queensland, I understand, are the only two states in Australia that have a criminal offence still for public drunkenness. So how is it managed in the other states?
I think there's a variety of ways. I think in Western Australia that it was abolished, but then there was other laws that were replaced that still put Aboriginal people at harm. So whether it was, you know, getting rid of the law of public intoxication, but then replacing it with, you know, you're not allowed to be on the streets with an open can and that could then, or alcohol, and that could then actually have you arrested. So in terms of what we're hoping to achieve is that health response. So those that are in a state of intoxication, that they are given the right supports for their health and well-being.
See, yes, I suppose there would be introduce something with a series of questions that are, or certainly sort of over supervision of people who might be at risk. That's the sort of thing that you're looking for.
That's right, yes. And how that might work, I think there's still a lot of time to decide about how that will work best for Victoria. But we're pleased that that first step and that commitment's been made, but understanding there's still a long journey to be had.
What would you like to see as the next step now that the government has made this announcement so that it doesn't go off the table at any point?
Well, it's really about the accountability. Yes, it's all good and well to make the commitment, but the accountability back to the Aboriginal community because, you know, in terms of the law that is current, that's where it's really affecting is the Aboriginal community. So just that accountability about how it's progressing.
Well, we'll watch with interest. Thank you very much for joining us.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Belinda Stevens is the daughter of Yorta Yorta woman Tanya Day, who died in police custody in December 2017.